producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, if you'd like to check us out online, you know what to do, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and or sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Them pages interact one with another. Second to none, tell us what your thoughts are, but do check out the content, great content. We're going to get over to Sons of Liberty Media in just a moment. Also wanted to let you know, folks, if you'd like to jump online at any time over the next hour, give us a call, 1-866-582-9933. Again, 1-866-582-9933. And yes, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because it is, friends. It's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Folks, what I want to do is we're going to be talking about the church militant today. Where is it? Again, the church militant, where is it? And understanding who the Black Regiment is, the Black Robe Regiment, who they were, how they preceded our forefathers, who our forefathers were. They were the children of the pulpit, as were they the children of the Puritan preachers of the day. And what I want to do is, folks, I want to show you who we are, where we came from, and I want to ask the question again, where's the church militant? Again, and I'm laying that question to you, America, because 78% of the American people profess their Christianity. Now, folks, on the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, if we're not confronting crime in government, we're confronting crime in the church. And we all know whose job that is. And I want to tell you something. It's a job that nobody wants to apply for. And there's a reason for that, because you keep coming back to the simple answers of what it takes and what needs to be done to actually establish what it is that God called us to establish and how we establish that. If you read the preamble to the Constitution of the United States of America, here's a hint. We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, the very first prerequisite, friends, establish justice. The very first thing. But folks, you can't establish justice until you're first established in Christ through the cross, knowing the power of God unto salvation. So we're going to be getting to that in just a couple moments here. I think it's a message that you've never heard before, and rest assured, friends, you never have heard this before, because this is the preaching of the old time prophets, apostles, teachers, evangelists, pastors, and the such, folks. Ephesians 4:11, when you get a moment, you can go and check and make reference to what I make bringing forth and reciting here on the radio. And in saying that, folks, you're going to understand the message and the foundations of who we are. Because, again, going back in the natural, always speaking in the natural to teach you things in the spiritual, Jesus always taught in the natural, because the natural mind received not the things of the spirit of the mind. And what he wanted to do is establish something in the natural, and the way he did that, establish something in the spiritual by teaching you something in the natural. And that's exactly why we're going back and forth. And it doesn't mean we're stupid, folks. It It just means we have to be taught by the Holy Ghost as we're raised up by Him for His glory in the ways of grace. So, folks, let's do this. Let's jump over to, you know what I was going to say is Andrew Jackson said the Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests. And that's exactly right. And every president all the way up until the criminal in the White House today has acknowledged that we're a Christian president, regardless of if they like it or not. And if you look at the politicians again, folks, just making bringing forth remembrance to the things that are in front of our face, because oftentimes we fail to see those things that are right in front of our face. But keep in mind the politicians and those that represent we the people, regardless of what capacity or what branch of government or whatever the case may be, they always put their hand on the Bible, don't they? And what do? They swear to uphold that Constitution. So we're going to put you back, your feet back upon the rock in just a couple moments here. Let's jump over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Sonsoflibertymedia.com. Folks, again, just talking about what's going on in your world, telling you what the problems are, but also establishing your feet. As David said, Lord, take my feet out of the miry clay, put my feet upon the rock and establish my goings. And the way to do that, you can conservatives and all you political people, is to put your feet back upon the rock, the Word of God, the written and the bestowed revelation and the manifestation of revelation that was bestowed upon us. We have our feet upon that rock, and understanding what George Washington again rightly said, and everybody understood this all the way up until 1962 in this country. If you graduated from public schools in this country, religion and morality are the essential pillars. And who said that? George Washington, concerning the farewell address that he wrote, and he proclaimed and promulgated to the people back in the day during the end of his incumbency concerning his presidency. But sonsoflibertymedia.com, what's going on here? A call to duty. The pro-gun movement must focus on what the Second Amendment is talking about, a citizen's militia. Folks, these criminals that are trying to disarm the American people or even to blame, this is crazy stuff that's happening in our country today, folks. It's either you're going to deal with corruption concerning those that represent we the people that are trying to disarm you today, or else they're going to disarm you and you're going to wish you had the opportunity to be armed once again, friends. But I'm saying this, that you are now dealing with corruption in the government that actually wants to blame the gun manufacturer for the crimes of those that are committing the crimes. Folks, this is ridiculous. This is absolutely ridiculous, folks. And really what they're doing in essence is telling on themselves. But getting back to my point, sonsoflibertymedia.com, a call to duty, the pro-government movement must focus on what the Second Amendment is talking about, a citizen's militia in America. You are the militia. Read what your founding forefathers actually established. You are the militia. Okay? We don't need some private interpretation from some corrupt judge that thinks that they're above the standard they themselves are judged by. No, we need to get back to the fact that, folks, we have rights given unto us by our Creator. And if you read the Bill of Rights, what does it say? Amendment 2, a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be violated, shall not be infringed. And what are we seeing today? We're seeing those that are taking a shot at violating our rights and through some corrupt judge's interpretation that we need not. Sons of Liberty Media.com. Brock's at it again. He doesn't even know how old America is. Of course he doesn't. And keep in mind, friends, when he was a senator, he came back from Europe calling for a new world order, just like his predecessors, the Bushes. Interestingly enough, when he came back, he said he was on a 57-state tour. For those that did not know, we only have 50 states in our union. But again, sonsoflibertymedia.com, Barack Obama doesn't even know how old the U.S. is. Again, check it out, folks. And keep in mind, this constitutional scholar, or so you're told, he keeps talking about our democracy when in fact we're a constitutional republic. Article 4, Section 4. Again, folks, just removing the air because I'm sick and tired of it. We're going to take a quick break. sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Be right back.
Thank you. As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals and a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, if you'd like to check us out on Facebook, you can. Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean. Sons of Liberty Radio, Sons of Liberty Radio, and or Sons of Liberty Media, Sons of Liberty Media on Facebook. Also jump on our Twitter account, which is Bradley Dean, one double E, Bradley Dean, one double E. Going back to sonsoflibertymedia.com, folks, I just seriously need to highlight some of this stuff because a lot of this stuff is not being covered by the state-controlled narrative because, again, they don't want you to have to actually put your hands together and do something because we as a nation can deal with these people. They don't want you to know what's going on because they don't want to stir you up to actually bring forth justice concerning criminals that are bought and paid for in government today. And it's a fact, folks. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, Obama claims to have taught constitutional law, but here's what he really did at the University of Chicago. 7 years later, friends, here we are still trying to figure out what's going on. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, got some cool things on here in the sense of stuff to cheer you up. A beautiful 10-year-old girl, Iraqi Christian girl, gave us all a lesson in the power of forgiveness. Go ahead and check out the video. Beautiful little thing she is. And what does the Bible tell us about little kids? First of all, they're the model of heaven. And number two, perfected praise cometh forth out of their mouth. And it's always the child, is it not, friends? And they're the most innocent little people on the planet. We need to protect them, little people, the best that we can. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, as I was just bringing forth, Schiff pushes to hold gun makers liable for criminals using guns in crimes. folks, remember how I'd been warning you over the last, 9 months, a year, you know, that which preceded that over the last 15 years concerning European law? You're beginning to see it in America today. And you're beginning to see it in America today, folks, because the average American doesn't know the difference between what is legal and what is illegal, because they don't know what's right from wrong in many cases. As a matter of fact, they don't want to know right from wrong because they're too entertained out of their freedoms. And then that's where they prefer to be. But if you think that's going to be excuse on judgment day, you're sadly, sadly mistaken for those that are guilty of what I'm saying right now. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, the nation that gave the world the Magna Carta, is dead. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, Michael Snyder is beginning to publish that America is now under God's judgment. You better bet your bottom dollar it is. Again, keep in mind what John Calvin said, love him or hate him, he was right. He said, when God means to judge a nation, he allows wicked rulers to rule over a people. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, a couple more here. Facebook moguls to help non-government organizations eliminate hate speech. Again, folks, what you're seeing is you are seeing propaganda being pushed forth against constitutional law in this country. Something called hate crimes. Keep in mind, all crime is predicated on what? Hate. It's motivated by what? Hate. So for them to begin to identify hate speech as to whatever they say it is, folks, is unlawful in this country. You have Amendment 1 of the Bill of Rights. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion, Christian religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech, or of the press, or of the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for redress of grievances. Keep in mind, liberty is found in doing that which is right according to law. Liberty is the right to do what the law permits, not to that which is contrary to law. And that's exactly what you're beginning to see Facebook do today. And folks, you know, really what it comes down to, people, you need to lawfully deal with these people. The precedent needs to be set that we're not going to tolerate your crimes, regardless of who you are and how much you think that you're above the law that we're all ruled by. It's just that simple. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Judge rules against Obama's use of executive privilege on Fast and Furious. What? Oh, my goodness, friends. Oh, my goodness. Tim just posted this. He's actually out in Las Vegas right now at a gun show. But interestingly enough, he just posted, judge rules against Obama's use of executive privilege on Fast and Furious. Folks, his executive privilege is secrecy concerning his crimes against we the people. Folks, his executive privilege is to cover up Fast and Furious and every other crime that he commits. That's executive privilege to this criminal. And folks, he's a criminal. He is a criminal. Just that simple. He's a criminal, and he's folks, there's enough people in this country that are duped to believe that he can go ahead and call forth an executive order to cover up his own crimes. America, you need to seriously wake up. You really need to wake up. We also have on the SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, folks, I got to highlight this. Tennessee man convicted for selling his own daughter for sex. You know, our forefathers, unlike what we see today concerning our modern fathers in so many different cases, our forefathers said that if there be trouble, let it come in my time. Hey, America, if there be trouble, let it come in our time. And what's the response today, contrary to what our forefathers said? Oh, there's nothing we can do about it. Let's jump over to the Church Militant, friends. Where is it? Great precursor into my topic. D.L. Moody, the Chicago preacher, said this. Listen carefully. Have you ever passed through the furnace and been taught by the Spirit of God that your natural gifts go for naught unless you have the fire of heaven in your soul? You can't go on heavenly missions without heavenly fire. And folks, most people think that when you get a little hot by the Holy Ghost, they think that you have the fever. It's so foreign to them. They think they're going to heaven and they don't even know who the Holy Ghost is. Let me say this again. D.L. Moody, the famous Chicago preacher, said, have you ever passed through the furnace and been taught by the Spirit of God that your natural gifts go for naught unless you have the fire of heaven in your soul? See, this is how you can believe in the impossible. See, the Lord said that with man, things are impossible, but not with God, all things are impossible. And it's interesting to note that we serve a God of miracles, God also bearing them witness both with signs and wonders and with diverse miracles according to the gifts of the Holy Ghost. You know, we serve a God that said, call unto me and I will answer and show you great and mighty things in which you know not. We serve the Son of God and by the power of the Holy Ghost who said, greater works will you do than I did because I go unto my Father. And Jesus said, I'll show those things that the Father shows me, I'll show them unto you. John 17. We serve the God of the impossible because we serve the God that's the creator of all things. And we also serve a God that's faithful unto 1,000 generations and doesn't change. So that means whatever he did for Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, he'll do the same thing for us. That means whatever he did for our forefathers in the patriarchs of the church, concerning the John Knoxes, the Charles Spurgeons, the John Wesleys, the George Whitfields, so on and so forth, whatever he did for them, he'll do for us. See, but you got to first understand one thing, friends, that all God's giants have been weak men who did great things for God because they believed that God would be with them. And what does Scripture tell us? It says that God is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. That's where many people fail the test. They don't stay. They don't deny themselves. They don't take up their cross. That's why they don't understand the power of God unto salvation. And there's many out there that have a head knowledge of Scripture, but they don't have a heart knowledge of union with Christ. But again, folks, this week I had a conversation with a friend of mine about the lack of Christ in the professed Christians in this country. And the conversation led into what people think Jesus Christ came in the world to do, turning his character into something that is, in fact, completely opposite of who Christ was incarnate. That means in the flesh. And Christ was one who spoke boldly, John 7:26, and not as the scribes who came to bring a sword. Remember, Jesus said, I came not to bring peace, but I come to bring a sword. Matthew 10:34. See, we don't want to talk about stuff like that. And it's also interesting to note that when his disciples were asked of Christ, who do men say that I am? Some people said that, well, you're one of the old prophets. Some people say that you're Jeremiah. Some say that you're Elijah. Some say that you're John the Baptist, risen from the dead. Is this the message that we're hearing from the professed Christians in America today? No. A bunch of timid sheeple being led about by the Spirit that leads them about. And you can see that it's not the Spirit of Christ. Because if it was, they would overcome. And if Christ was the author of their faith, he would also be the finisher of their faith. And the reason that that's their problem, and that's where they fail, is because they fail to keep their eyes single. Because Jesus said again in Matthew 7, straight and narrow and difficult is the way. He didn't say wide and broad, but going back. Christ was one who spoke boldly, John 7:26, and not as the scribes. Rather than Christ in power as a conqueror, Revelation 6:2, the professed churches attempted to make him look and act just like them fallen selves, Exodus 24. Completely tolerant and fruitless. Fallen and defeated. When in fact nothing can be further from the truth concerning the character of the risen Christ. Hebrews 12:2. Folks, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come right back. We're talking about the church militant. Where is it? The church militant, friends, where is it? The church is called to be the moral compass of society. When that goes, everything else is gone. Is that why America is being turned into hell? Is because the church has failed to be the military on earth that God called them to be by the power of the Holy Ghost? Yes, it is.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you're like me, you're concerned about the stock market and the economy. You're asking the questions, but it just doesn't seem that you're getting the right answers. Well, my friends at the Wealth Preservation Institute not only have the answers, but they put together a free report, How to Survive the Upcoming Economic Collapse and Protect Your 401ks, IRA Savings, and Retirement Income. Don't hesitate. This report's for free for a limited time by calling 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. Take back your financial lives.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to idstronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit idstronghold.com today.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks, all on the nation's best 4G LTE network? Introducing Pix Wireless. Bring your phone and other qualifying devices to Pix and choose a plan starting at only $14 a month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-267-2056 or PixWireless.com. Spelled P-I-X, Wireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. My son is a producer here of SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, and during the break he had to tell me something. And what was it, Sam? I'm sorry I didn't catch you the first time around. What was it?
No, Dad. With all things with God are possible, but with man all things are impossible.
Wait, say that again.
With God, all things are possible, but with man, all things are impossible.
And what are you saying?
I'm basically saying that with God...
You're not... Son, we're on national, international radio right now. You're correcting me in front of everybody right now?
Yep.
Okay. I welcome that, and I appreciate that very much. Thanks for being my checking my six guy. Thanks for keeping eyes and ears on my message here. Did I say that? Did you think it was funny? I mean, did you feel like this is your opportunity? No, you thought it was your opportunity to go ahead and shut me down in front of everybody or what? I'm sorry.
No.
Okay. I appreciate that. I really do. So with God, all things are impossible. With God, all things are possible. With man, they're impossible. And Jesus actually told his disciples that when the rich young ruler refused to submit himself to the meek King of Glory. Mark 10, when you get a moment, check that out. Again, thank you, Sam. I really do appreciate that. Especially those little blunders like that, it's really important. Because oftentimes when you're walking on a path and there's a little pebble, oftentimes they're more obnoxious than anything else. And you know those nitpicking bloggers that try to nitpick me for everything I do and say? They love stuff like that. So see, folks, that's why this is called doing unto others as you'd have them do unto you. I really appreciate that.
No problem.
Okay. You're grounded for a week.
What?
I'm totally playing. Church Militant, where is it? I've been talking about where is the Church Militant. And again, folks, what the difference is in parallel to what we see today. It's interesting that people need to, when they're listening to a message like this as well, they need to make the distinction between the goats and the sheep, keeping in mind that nobody rebuked the religious hypocrites than more than Jesus Christ himself did. Read Matthew 23 when you get a moment. So, then, how do we reconcile the present church with the men of old that proved the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob? And by the way, this is going to be the church's legacy if we fail this side of heaven, friends. Either we're going to go down as the greatest fools, or we're going to go down as triumphant in Christ Jesus. And right now is the perfect opportunity to prove our God, regardless of hell itself is surrounding the church. Let them surround them. But the church, if you understand your function and your purpose, keep in mind the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. That means you're on the offensive, not the defensive. And when we're talking about where's the church militant, what we see is we see a bunch of people hiding out in the churches across this country expecting to go ahead and be protected by God when they're failing to do their duty. And that's to go out outside of the building and seek and save that which is lost, to establish righteousness through judgment, Isaiah 51. And when you get a moment, folks, too, is when you get a moment to jump over to the book of Psalms, read chapter 27. You'll understand exactly what I'm talking about. A famous man of God said this. He said, Christianity does not go into the world apologizing. It went to slay the powers of darkness and undo the works of the devil, and it lived in holy triumph. That was John G. Lake. So let me explain. The life of a Christian is warfare, an intense warfare, and it's a lifelong contest. As a matter of fact, I want to highlight that just for a moment. If you go over to John Calvin again, many see him as one of the founders of America, by the way. But in saying that, John Calvin said, whomsoever the Lord has adopted and deemed worthy of his fellowship ought to prepare themselves for a hard, toilsome, and unquiet life crammed with very many and various kinds of evil. And what did I say previous to that? Friends, the life of a Christian is warfare, an intense warfare, and it's a lifelong contest. It's interesting, and the only way that you can actually endure that is by being selfless, is by being sold out to the things of God in so many different ways. Doing high schools across the country, doing colleges and the things that we do, being attacked by bloggers constantly that refuse to get on the radio and confront me. It's interesting. I was going through some of our stuff just a couple days ago. I remember when Jake Tapper called us from NBC News. And Nightline, I believe, is what it was. They wanted to come and do a high school assembly with us. I remember when MSNBC attacked me, and they put words into my mouth, and then we went after MSNBC. It's interesting how CNN would call me whenever they want to try to put words into my mouth as well. Or I remember we had some friendlies, too, the Weekly Standard, Matt Labesh. he went on the road with us for a week, and he actually did a 5-page report. And what's interesting about that, folks, and I'm talking about warfare here, it's interesting, the 5-page report that Matt Labesh did on the ministry, the one that you're listening to right now, it didn't seem like people really cared about that. But when, I'll tell you what, when the Huffington Post attacked me, we had 10,000 people on the site within one day. Interestingly enough, when the New York Times wrote a positive review about who we are and what we do, people didn't care about that. People love the bad news, but I'm talking about warfare here. Being harassed by your government, being harassed by the ACLU, being harassed by these atheist organizations, death threats constantly, still get them. Folks, there's a real warfare going on here. And if it wasn't a real warfare, then why is it that there's a warfare? I mean, just think about that. It's a warfare that very few, it's surreal to others that don't understand. And it's very real to those that do understand. And when you look in Scripture again, you will find in the book of Revelations that Satan or the dragon was only enraged at those that kept the commandments of the Lord. See, it says in Revelations 12:17, it says, "And the dragon was wroth with the woman and went to make war with the remnant of her seed, which keep the commandments of God and have the testimony of Jesus Christ." Outside of that, the enemy could care less. There's no warfare around them. Folks, do you see warfare around the modern day church today? Do you see this sort of warfare around the modern day church? Matter of fact, my opposition in doing high school assemblies, you know who it was? It was the professed church. You know who was attacking me? Women pastors. Little effeminate capitulating pastors were the ones that were attacking me. Why? Because we were doing what they were unwilling to do. We're talking about the militant church. And see, folks, you need to understand that there's nothing new under the sun. Remember the religious hypocrites of the day? Remember, they were the ones that were crying out that we have no king but King Caesar? They were the ones that were saying, crucify him, crucify him? It was his own people that he came to redeem that refused him. And again, what are we talking about right now? We're talking about warfare, the church militant. Now, folks, the harassment for about 12 years of my ministry was second to none. Probably 3 to 5 days a week, my street teams were under attack. We were in the media constantly. And I still am. Because I'm not moving any. I'm not moving. And by the grace of God, I'm going to keep going on with the things that God has called me to do. And what is the objective? To seek and save that which is lost. Remember in the book of Psalm 2, David said, Lord, give unto me the heathen is thine inheritance in the uttermost parts of the earth. What was his objective? To get to the people. He wanted them to understand the power of God unto salvation. When you get a moment, go read Psalm 71, verse 18 and 19. David said, O God, forsake me not until I have showed thy strength unto this generation and power to everyone that is to come. Thy righteousness, O God, is very high, who has done great things, O God, who is like unto thee. See, there's a difference between those that talk about Jesus and those that walk with Jesus. And those that keep the commandments of the Lord, it is not surreal, it is very real. And those that understand the Holy Ghost, who comforts us in war, as he prods us along in the war, folks, we need to keep in mind, that's where he speaks to our hearts. That's what he shows us. That's where he shows us what we're supposed to do when we're on the King's Highway of Holiness, Isaiah 35. But again, folks, look at this. In contrast to what you see today, is this the church militant? America, in the professed church in America, friends, I'm not saying this to be condescending. It's a joke. It lacks the spirit of Christ. And folks, I've shared this with you in the past, but you need to understand, the higher I go up, the more I understand why America's in trouble. And the furthest that they're willing to go is to pray. I mean, it's case in point. Bless his heart, Franklin Graham. You know, he said, I wasn't given the gift of diplomacy, which is seduction in another guise. He's exactly right. But what is he doing? He's doing a prayer tour across the United States of America. Give me a break. Folks, for as much praying as the American church has been saying that they're doing, you would think that we would have heaven on earth right now. But see, the problem is they're forgetting to actually work out their own prayers. They forget to work out their own salvation with fear and trembling. See, and there is the missing element, the doing, not just the praying. Yes, pray, but also do. Because duty is yours and results are God's. But you have to do the first things first. Faith without works is dead. And you show the world your faith by your works. And by the way, you do the works not because you're trying to get saved. You do the works because you are saved. Just wanted to clarify that. George Whitefield, as a matter of fact, Ben Franklin used to support his ministry. He was a great awakening preacher. He used to preach to colleges, friends. Pay attention to where the preachers were going, to the young people. He said, "The riches of his free grace cause me daily to triumph over all the temptations of the wicked one, who is very vigilant and seeks all occasions to disturb me. Oh, my goodness gracious." We have a cloud of witnesses right now. George, I heard that one. I heard that one, George. "The riches of his free grace cause me daily to triumph over all the temptations of the wicked one, who is very vigilant and seeks all occasions to disturb me." See, but the point, friends, is we don't want to highlight the works of the enemy, and we're not doing that. Because it's the free grace that triumphs over the sin, because Scripture tells us that where sin abounds, grace does much more abound. And it also tells us that we're made more than conquerors through him that loved us. So he empowers us. When we're weakest, guess what, friends? He's strongest. We're going to take a quick break.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I want to thank Bradley and the Sons of Liberty for all they're doing to wake people up and to get our nation back to the constitutional republic that it was set up to be. Thanks, Bradley.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
This is Dan Pillett. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-775-9353. 800-775-9353. 800-775-9353.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Well, Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. While the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, there's nothing like the feel of a hand-forged knife in your hands. And Indie Hammered Knives has graciously donated this awesome custom-forged knife titled The Sword of the Spirit. You got to see it on sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. And, folks, when you look at the Sword of the Spirit, there's going to be one providential winner. Just saying. We have about 439 people that have signed up for it. The bottom line is you have 14 days, but do check it out, folks. It's something you've never seen before. You've never seen this before. Go ahead and check out Indie Hammered Knives. Check out the website and then sign up. And again, 14 days will actually announce who won the Sword of the Spirit. Been talking about the church militant. And interestingly enough now, friends, Stephanie, the co-host here at the Sons of Liberty, during the break. Now, if it's not my son, after the first segment telling me, Brad or Dad, you had it backwards. I said, okay, I'm sorry about that. Go ahead and share that with everybody. Now, I just talked to Stephanie during the third segment, after the third segment, and this is what she had to say.
I actually had to say that Jake Tapper was actually with ABC. Not NBC.
Okay, Jake Tapper. Now we know he's over at CNN. He's really...
Yeah, right. At the time, he was with ABC when he had sent
He is a fraternizing fool, ain't he?
Yeah.
I used to think he was an okay kind of a guy.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Now he's over at CNN. You can't justify that. You really can't.
No.
So maybe what we want to do is we want to talk to Jake Tapper and get this situation straightened out. He seems like a nice, lovable guy, but you got to ask the question.
A lot of people seem like nice, lovable guys. It's interesting. Do you think that, like Satan himself disguised himself as an angel of light? So do you think that the people that are trying to destroy your country are going to come with like a pitchfork and horns on their heads? Or do you think they're going to be nice, lovable guys,
They're pretty much doing that now because everybody's caught on to them because America's finally judging them by their fruits rather than what they say.
Right.
So.
It's about time.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen, sister.
Mm-hmm. I'm feeling this.
Okay. Folks, the riches of his free grace cause me daily to triumph over all the temptations of the wicked one who is very vigilant and seeks all occasions to disturb me. Yes, indeed, that's true. And the Bible says he walks about seeking whom he may devour as a lion. Keep in mind, Jesus is the Lion of the tribe of Judah. He's not trying to mimic anybody. He is who he says he is. And he is the great I am. Amen?
Amen.
Folks, Christianity is a battle waged against the invisible foes who are always alert and ever seeking to entrap, deceive, and ruin the souls of men. This is second to none. This is by a guy named E.M. Bounds. He was a prayer warrior. If you've not read his books, there's several, six different books into one compilation.
Volumes.
Oh, it's great. It's just, they're second to none, but it's a huge volume. But listen to what he said. He said, the Christian life is no picnic or excursion. It's not entertainment or a pleasure trip. It involves effort, wrestling, and struggling, Acts 14:22. It demands putting forth the full energy of your spirit in order to frustrate the foe and be in the end more than a conqueror, Romans 8:37. It's not a flower-strewn path and no rose-scented affair. From start to finish, it is spiritual warfare. It is a battle, not a game. From the moment they drew their first spiritual swords, Christian warriors are compelled to endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ, 2 Timothy 2:3. What a misconception many people have of the Christian life today. How little of the average church members appear to know the character of the conflict and its demands upon them. And how ignorant they seem to be of the enemies they must encounter if they are to serve God faithfully, succeed to getting into heaven, and receive the crown of life, Matthew 7:13. They scarcely seem to realize the world, the flesh, and the devil will oppose them on their onward march. Every single step, and will totally defeat them unless they give themselves to constant vigilance and unceasing prayer, Revelation 12:17. And it's just at that point, said E.M. Bounds, that I mean to highlight the professed church's greatest defects. There's little to nothing of the soldier element in it, 2 Timothy 2:3. The discipline, the self-denial, spirit of hardship, and determination that belong to the military life are so prominent in it that they're lacking Christianity. Yet life, my friends, the Christian life is warfare from the beginning to the end. Remember, friends, God is willing to give the church what it's willing to fight for, but you only get the victory when you fight, because you're not going to get the victory without the fight. So let's put this into perspective.
That's right. We always say that we're turning talk radio into do radio, and it's so interesting because you're right. When you look at the modern day Christian, it's all fluffy, peace, love, you know, with smiley faces, no hardships. I mean, it's really ridiculous.
No confrontation.
We actually did, in one of our news, a contrast from godly men, you know, back in the day, you know, Charles Spurgeon, you know, you can look at any of them, William Booth, so on and so forth. When they took their pictures, John Wesley, they looked like tired, set on their mark eagles. I mean, they really looked like they were just determined in what they were doing.
Yeah.
No smiling, laughing matter about saving souls. Now when you look at, you know, open up the nearest Charisma magazine, you've got Slick McBurney.
Or the local church.
Big cheese and smiles on their face. Everything's good. Everything's wonderful. We're all happy. No. When you look at the difference between Christianity.
Look at the fruit. That's what you judge them by. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. When you look at the difference even in their demeanor, you can see that it's a constant warfare, and it's not that everything's wrong when it's a constant warfare, although it's not fun all the time.
Well, it's the Christian's job to right the wrongs.
Yeah.
And I don't know. That's the wisdom of the just, friends, is to right the wrongs. And we understand that we're to right the wrongs by the power of the Holy Ghost to establish righteousness, right? And what is salvation? Liberation from sin. So to right the wrong is to first take responsibility for our sins before God, repent, and turn and put our faith in Jesus Christ. It putting on the Lord Jesus Christ and making no provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. That is the Christian walk.
That's right.
And that's when the warfare starts. Many people believe that when they get in the church, the warfare ends, when in fact, that's where the snakes are, number one. Just look at the Pharisees. And number two, that's when it begins as to what we're talking about today, the church militant. So don't think that you're going to go and put your head on a false pillow of grace, friends, and go to sleep. The opposite is true concerning Scripture.
Yeah, and it's interesting to note, too, in Pilgrim's Progress, when Christian, his burden was removed off his back when his sins were forgiven, it was shortly thereafter, actually it was right after that,
John Bunyan,
that he received his armor, so the full armor of God. Well, if the Lord knew that the Christian walk was just going to be easy, why in the world would he give us armor, the breastplate of righteousness, the sword of the Spirit, so on and so forth? Because he knew it was going to be a battle. So that's why we have a battle in front of us, and
here's the professed ones. Oh, but the battle belongs to the Lord.
That's right.
Yes, not by power, not by might, but by my Spirit, saith the Lord. Yep. And what is the church called to do? Keep the commandments of the Lord.
And seek and save that which is lost. And the Lord works with us. We work with the Lord. We don't work outside of Him. He works within us. But we also have to do our part too as well. We can't say, well, we just prayed and just left it up to the Lord. It's like, well, great. I just prayed that my house would be clean. And then I just left it up to the Lord.
That's right. That's a fleece. And the heathen do that all day long.
Yep, that's right. So we are turning talk radio into do radio. We are fighting the good fight of faith. And for those of you who want to join together with us, I've met some fiery mamas out there lately, and I'm happy about it because they're sick and tired of what they're seeing in America today.
Mamas,
you know, like they're attack dogs.
Well, we know where the men are. They're sitting in front of the television.
It's amazing, but I've met some really good go-getter moms who have really been sick and tired about what they're seeing in the media today, what's going on with this administration in our country, but they're also doing something about the problems that we see, so much so it's just hitting their hearts and they're going forward no matter what. So for those of you who like to join in the fight with us, please do go to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Click on the button that says Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty. And for our new listeners out there, what that means is you support the work that we're doing here in the ministry on a monthly basis. You can simply click on the level of membership that's good for you and set it up real quickly yourself. If you need some assistance, feel free to call us at 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. We can help help you out as well. Also, now is the time to book Bradley Dean. We are having some really interesting things that we're looking forward to in the upcoming months. But for those of you that say, listen, this year is the year that I'm going to make a difference in my community, my family, I'm bringing in the bombshell so that way we can make a difference. So please do go to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com, or you can also call our office at 1-866-233-0747. Again, 1-866-233-0747. And finally, I'd like to highlight all of our wonderful products at our store. For those of you who have not taken a look at the store before, it is fun. Jump on there. We've got T-shirts, hats, CDs,
DVDs. Thank you for the orders,
DVDs.
Too, by the way, friends.
Yeah.
We really appreciate
it's
that.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
And, you know, we have you know, a guy in particular.
What's that? You know what
Well, we had actually...
Come on, we got to have a little fun. You guys have been picking on me all day.
We actually have a son of Liberty who I've noticed. He's been making these repeated orders for the same things over and over again.
Yeah.
And he's literally shipping them to his family members across the United States. That's awesome.
Amen, folks. King James Bible, it is Jude 1:4. Read it. For there are certain men crept in unawares who were born of old, ordained to this condemnation, ungodly men, turning the grace of our God into lasciviousness, denying the only Lord God and our Lord Jesus Christ.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV.